A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A great crowd gathered, and people from the towns and villages came to Jesus. And he spoke to them in a parable. A sower went out to sow seed. Some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. As Jesus said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." The disciples asked him what this parable meant. Jesus said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of God's kingdom, but to others I speak in parables, so that they look and may not see, they listen and may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the evil one comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing they fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. However, as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart. They bear fruit in abundance. One of the most beautiful and human sights on earth, for me, is that of children gathered around a loving parent listening to a story. Just to see the delight and the sense of awe, the trust on their faces as they hang on to every word being spoken, brings joy to the heart. No wonder Jesus invited us to become like children. Jesus himself was a great storyteller. He knew this was a way for God's good news, God's seeds, to find a home in our hearts. In the reading we have just heard from Luke's Gospel, Jesus has been walking through villages and towns with his disciples and a following of women friends. Crowds have gathered to listen or to touch him, as they have already seen and felt his presence, a presence which speaks of love, authenticity, a presence fully aware, attentive, and brings life to others, brings others to life. In this story, Jesus wants to give us a very important message about how seeds become a harvest. I'm sure we have all had the experience of planting a garden and waiting with delight for the fruits to be ready for harvest. Maybe we have also experienced sadness when there are no results or the fruits not worth picking. What do you think has happened? Well, we probably know that we have not been fully attentive to the needs of the seeds. Was the soil properly irrigated? Were the seeds planted deep down into the earth, or just on the surface? Did we make sure that the plants were watered, nurtured? It seems extraordinary, doesn't it, that the disciples had to ask Jesus what this story meant. They must have been aware that there was a deeper meaning. So Jesus takes the opportunity to explain to them and to us that this story is really about how we receive the good news, the secrets, the seeds of God into the kingdom of our hearts. Think about the types of soil Jesus mentions. Rocky ground, shallow soil, dry, thorny ground, good, moist soil. Here we have a picture of our own inner journey, the stages of life we pass through. This journey of God's life, the seed of God growing within us to a full harvest, requires our awareness and attention, our willingness to be transformed, transformed from shallow, rocky soil to rich, fruitful earth. However, to be transformed, we, like the seed, need to be willing to wait in the darkness of mystery, especially when we don't understand the sufferings of life, just as the seed experiences the darkness of the underground. Jesus is offering us the great reality of hope. As earth can be cultivated from shallow, rocky ground to rich, moist soil, likewise, as we accept God's love and tender, loving care, the soil of our souls is transformed and fruit is produced 100-fold. As we nurture and care for the life of God's seeds within our hearts, there will be, there is, a harvest of love, peace, justice. Oh yes, we can spend much time attending to the gardens of others, and yet, until we pay attention to our own inner garden, and make sure the landscaping is real and sincere, we will not really be free to contribute to our neighbour's inner garden. Remember, charity begins at home. Attend to your own garden and that of your household, and then reach out with the fruits to others. Then will your fruits be recognized. By their fruits, you will know them. Kia ora, God's blessings, and have a good day.